Quand j'étais jeune, j'ai eu l'occasion d'apprendre le français
If
pendant
that
une
voice sounds
période
familiar,
chez
it's because it
Patient
is Mitt
France.
Romney's voice.
C'était une
He's waxing
expérience
eloquent in French
très
about the 2 years he
qui
spent
m'a
as a young
beaucoup
man
aidé
living in
dans ma vie
France. He
personnelle
called it an
et dans
enriching
mon
experience.
développement.
The video was made to promote the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Now on the campaign trail, the Republican presidential hopeful doesn't talk a lot about his years as a Mormon missionary in France. So here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley with a few details on that enriching experience.
Sur le château de Versailles. Vous voyez le château de Versailles?
That's Philippe Briot, mayor of the town of Le Chesnay, which lies just outside of Paris and next to Versailles. From his office window, he points out Louis XIV's chateau.
Vous voyez les fumées là en ce moment qui sont
voilà, he says, pointing to where another landmark will soon stand, France's first Mormon temple. But Briot says a petition against it is causing him real headaches.
Qu'est-ce qui effraie dans les Mormons? C'est leur rigueur.
People are wary of the Mormons because they're rigorous, organized, and they have money. People are scared of organized groups that have money because that means they have the means to achieve their goals.
Briot says many people also think the Mormons are a cult. When Romney arrived in France to do his mission work in 1966, few people had ever heard of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Political scientist Nicole Bacheron was one who had. Bacheron says her parents used to invite Romney to dinner. Though she was only a girl at the time, she says she remembers him well.
He was fun, he was smart, he was quick, and he was always surrounded by an adoring crowd of friends, you know, other young missionaries who always said, this young guy is going to be one day the president of the United States.
Bacheron notes that Romney was in France when it erupted into chaos in May 1968. Student demonstrators set fire to cars and hurled cobblestones at riot police. Romney has said he had a first-hand view of a very volatile time.
He probably had a very difficult time understanding what happened in 68, because it was very foreign, you know, for a conservative family and a young man coming from Michigan, the son of the governor.
A Mormon Sunday service is underway in the town of Torcy, to the east of Paris, in a converted office building. Many families have shown up. Christian Ouvrard is a prominent French Mormon. He says things have changed a lot in France since Romney was here. Then the church was seen as American. Today, he says France has 36,000 Mormons.
Certainly in the 60s, you would go in a restaurant and say, we don't take wine. They would look at you, you know, in a strange way. But today, it's much, much, much easier. We're not as different, in a sense, today than maybe we would have been looked at in the 60s.
Bonjour, monsieur. Mon collègue et moi, nous sommes des missionnaires.
20-year-old Casey Coleman, a missionary from Annapolis, Maryland, practices the introduction he uses when he goes door to door, as Romney did, telling people about the Mormon faith. Coleman says being a missionary is a life-changing experience.
Being thrown out into a country where you don't speak the language and where you're just with no one that you know, you're kind of forced to grow up a little bit.
Romney may have had to mature more than he wanted. He was involved in a fatal car accident that killed the wife of the mission head. Romney was driving when a drunk driver plowed into their car. Romney was badly injured but recovered quickly and went back to being a missionary known for his charm and winning ways. Now, on the campaign trail, the memory Romney shares from that time is of primitive French toilets, and he often disparages France and Europe as he attacks President Obama.
He wants to turn America into a European-style social welfare state. We want to ensure that we remain a free and prosperous land of opportunity.
Yeah! Nicole Bacheron says she doesn't understand that.
He had some families who really liked him and welcomed him, and he spoke French perfectly, I mean, very well at least. And he's trashing Europe the way he does it. It's a bit painful.
If Romney does make it to the White House, he may have to start talking about Europe with a little more finesse. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.